What's up, everybody? Welcome to our Greg Way, live from what was the Kind of Funny Games Daily stage, then became the Shitlist stage, then became the Gamescast stage. Blessing's still putting in his stuff over there. Blessing, how's your headline writing going?
It's going great. I got very simple headlines in here. I think E3 being a big thing right now is gonna make these numbers skyrocket.
Oh man, we're gonna crush like nobody's business today. Yeah. I want to thank everybody, of course, for all their love and support on the live Greg Way yesterday. That was awesome. It was good to hang out with you guys for an hour. Sorry we didn't get to every question, but luckily the folks who still had burning ones were able to come put them on patreon.com/kindoffunny for me to get to them. Remember, if you ever have a question for me for Greg Way, go ahead and put it on the Greg Way, you know, the most recent Greg Way, because then I go and check those comments. And I didn't go check the Patreon Kind of Funny Games one like I say I do, and I forgot about that. So let me go do that too. How you doing? You look great today. I'm wearing a suit for the E3 funeral. I think I might wear the same outfit for WrestleMania, but I wanted to maybe have a gold tie, and I don't think it works with this, so I might have to. But I don't like how my black jacket looks right now. It's got like some weird pill. It's old as hell. It's up at noon old, so I don't know. We'll see. Hold on, almost there. Open Greg White doing the thing. Oh yeah, there were some here, you mother effers, you know what I mean? Look at that. Okay, so let's answer some questions then. How's that sound? Well, Junior says, yo Greg, hopefully you can answer my question before WrestleMania this weekend. Nailed it, Junior. I'm answering it before because WrestleMania is tomorrow and I'm flying to LA and I can't wait. I'm planning on wearing my KFW shirt. You think that's okay with WWE? I don't want to get my favorite Patreon shirt confiscated. Hope to maybe catch a glimpse of you there. Have a great weekend. Yeah, WWE doesn't care that you're wearing a KFW shirt. I appreciate that. You will be fine. They will not rip it from your body. I hope to see you there, Junior. Remember, of course, like I said yesterday, doing the pre-show on Sunday. So come on, there's always that little crowd area. Come in your KFW shirt, come in your This Is Awesome shirts, everybody, and I'll try to get some photos with you before I get whisked away to get drunk off my ass. Andrew says, this is a really fun listen. I'm sure it's taxing, but I would enjoy, he's talking about the hour-long thing, would enjoy something that's maybe once a month or something that I could actually join in and shoot live questions. Yeah, Andrew, I had a great time with it. I'd love to do more of that. I think it's really fun, really easy. It does take a lot of time/energy, but yeah, we could do it. Maybe not monthly, maybe even quarterly or something like that. We'll figure it out. Paul says, can you pitch This Is Awesome merch? I'd buy like 6 or 5 refrigerator magnets. There already is merch. There is a sweatshirt and there is a t-shirt in 2 different colors. So if you want more This Is Awesome merch, you need to go buy that merch first. If you buy that merch and there's an audience for that merch, they'll go, oh, we should make more merch. And if you don't, it will get discounted, as I've already seen on Instagram, and then they'll never make more This Is Awesome merch. Matthew says, holy fuck, this day has given us some gems from this man. Because I did the PC stuff too. Now finishing it off with the Scott Pilgrim anime Netflix news. When will this be brought into Edgar Wright in review? It's a great fucking question. Shit. I don't want to watch an anime. I don't want to fucking go do that. Shit, fuck. I'm going to have to do... Because it's a show, right? Or is it just a movie? If it's a movie, fine. Barrett, is the Scott Pilgrim thing going to be a movie or a show?
It's an anime.
But is it a movie or a show?
I would say it's probably a show.
I thought so too. Okay.
That's the way it felt worded, at least.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to watch no fucking Scott Pilgrim show. I'll tell you that right now. Mitch Krasen writes in with the one I put the early headline on for, but then I forgot that I didn't look at the games once, but I'm still going to use the headline. And it says, what do you enjoy most and fear most about being a boss? I just got a new boss and realized how lucky I've been having great bosses all my life. You know, it's interesting you say all that. I think fear is what comes to mind off the jump. Fear, of course, is that, you know, I don't want to fuck up people's lives. I don't want to make a bad decision. And I say all this as if I'm the fucking end-all, be-all boss. Obviously, you know, I like to think we have a pretty flat structure. But obviously, you know, me, Tim, and Nick own the company and act as bosses and managers and stuff like that. So everything I'm saying, also remember Nick and Tim are part of it. You know, I don't want to fuck up lives. I don't want to make the wrong decision. I don't want to, you know, get... you know, overexpand and then not be able to support that. You know what I mean? I don't want to worry about ever having to lay people off. I don't want to have to ever worry about not being able to pay people more. I don't want to worry about, you know, not doing the right thing and that having an adverse effect on everybody's lives. And the same thing, I worry about, you know, the staff suffering in silence. You know how it is. I know how it was at IGN. And, you know, there's something that annoys you, but you don't bring it up. But then something else annoys you. And, you know, the domino effect, right? That then you have it. Then you hate your job. And you don't, you know, blah, blah, blah. And nobody listens. Yeah, yeah. But did you ever talk about it kind of thing? That's always a concern for me. Those are the concerns. My concerns about being the boss are always just make sure people are happy and supported. What do I enjoy most about it? It being, you know, it's nice not having a boss. It's nice not, at times, plenty of times I wish I could pivot and there was a pair to take a, do the work for me or, you know, take over something or make a decision I can't do or deal with a problem. But in general, it's nice to be able to chart the, our own course. It's nice to be able to, like, we should do this thing or let's go do it. And granted, that's because of the team we've built that's down to go do it. Just go have some fun and fuck around and do whatever it has to be. I appreciate all that. But, yeah, the freedom is obviously super, super nice. And not having to worry about it and then not having to worry about a parent company above you coming in and being like, well, you got to lay off 3 people because we're trying to cut costs and yada, yada, yada. So all of that is very, very nice. James Davis says, follow up. I asked your favorite E3 moment since I always, I asked your favorite E3 moment since I always threw out there was a negative aura around the event. People talking shit. I always talking about what I answered yesterday. In retrospect, I think a lot of the negativity came from Jeff Keighley's Twitter. And other opinions I've seen over the last few years have been about E3's dying and not necessarily shitting on the show itself. I never attended, so I'm a bit of an outsider looking in and didn't totally grasp people's feelings about E3. I still don't, honestly. Yeah, I see what you're talking about, piggybacking off of a question you asked yesterday to then being like, well, what does that mean for us, you know, today or whatever? And yeah, E3 is complicated, I think, in a lot of different ways where the show could be obtuse. It was expensive. You know, it does tear up your life for a week, if not more, let alone the crunch going into it, during it, and then a little bit the relief afterwards. So it's a complex beast for everybody, but E3 was awesome. And we talk about it a lot on the Today's Games Daily and then the shit list even. So go check that out, James, for more love for E3. But for now, that's your final Greg Way of the week, everybody. Final Greg Way of the month. I guess hate everybody in April who, you know, spends $10 and gets all these March ones back. Good to see you. I'm going to get ready to do some more stuff here at the office and then get ready to go to WrestleMania tomorrow. But until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you. And then I come over here and I click stop.